Today I'm joined by James Garner, who's the Managing Director for Kazia Therapeutics. So welcome back to the Morgans Network, James. Great to see you again.
Thanks for having me, Scott. It's great to be here.
I know you've just got back from the US, been a major cancer conference over there that you've attended. Tell us a little bit about it.
Scott, it was a great meeting, actually. We had the chance to sit down with the clinicians on all of our clinical studies while we were there in the US. And it really brought home just what a broad slate of work we've got going on now. We've got four live clinical studies with our lead program, GDC84. All in different forms of brain cancer. We've got a phase two study in glioblastoma that we're running, but also three studies that are being run by hospitals in the US, which they're managing and paying for. And so it was great to have the chance to review progress with all of the clinicians on those.
Okay, well, let's talk a little bit more about those programs. So four programs, I know two are in primary brain cancer and the other two are in secondary or brain cancer that's spread from other parts of the body. Let's talk about your main program, the glioblastoma program, which is primary brain cancer.
Yeah, so that's been our focus for the last 6 or 9 months. And we reported in May that we'd completed the first part of this. And really the purpose of the study is that we're moving the drug from late stage patients to newly diagnosed patients. And the really good news that's come out of it is the drug is better tolerated in those newly diagnosed patients. We would have been happy really just to get the same sort of dose, but we've actually come out with a higher dose. So that's great news. We're now recruiting an additional 20 patients. We should see data from those patients towards the end of the year, all being well. And that's really going to provide the confirmatory efficacy signals that we think we need to take the drug forward to the next stage. So exciting times ahead. Mm-hmm.
And the other primary brain cancer program with children's hospitals?
We've got a study going on right now in a childhood brain cancer called DIPG, which is thankfully a rare disease, but a really horrific one. And that's our drug is in a phase one study there, and that's recruiting really well. So we should hopefully be seeing some early readouts from that also in the second half of the year. And you know, I think it's whenever you work with childhood cancer, it's an incredibly emotive area, so it's one we're certainly watching really closely, and we've been very proud of the work we've been doing with the clinicians there in the US on that.
Yeah, absolutely. So just a couple of quick comments on the two secondary programs that you're running.
Yes, we've had a study running in breast cancer that spread to the brain for the last few months, and that's going well, still recruiting nicely. The most exciting new development has been a study that we just announced recently, which is looking at cancer that has spread from anywhere in the body to the brain. And it's actually a study being run by the US National Cancer Institute. It's the peak funding body in the United States for cancer studies, led by a professor at Harvard Medical School. And they actually have three drugs in this study. So depending on the genetic profile of the cancer, patients get allocated to either our drug or a drug from Eli Lilly or another drug from Genentech. So it's a really, really interesting cutting-edge scientific study, as I say, funded by the National Cancer Institute. That should be starting recruitment in July, and I think should be a really, really interesting one to watch. It's been super exciting to see it come together.
I think one of the interesting things about Kazia is that it's a focused brain cancer company. I'm wondering if you could talk about some of the comparative companies in terms of valuations, because when you look at Kazia listed in the Australian market capitalization, a little over $20 million, how does that compare with some of the other similar style companies in the US?
Yeah, Scott, it's a great question. There's not many other pure play brain cancer companies around. This is a disease that really has so little progress that's been made that there's not many people that are direct comps for us. But there are companies that have drugs that work in the same sort of mechanism as us. Our lead drug is what we call a PI3K inhibitor. And there are a couple of PI3K inhibitor companies around. So one is Infinity Therapeutics in the US. NASDAQ listed company, INFI is the ticker. And that's about a $100 million US company, roughly at about the same stage of the game as we are. Verastem is another company that's focused on this space. And they're worth several hundred million dollars. And then TG Therapeutics, ticker TGTX, has a drug like ours, a PI3K inhibitor, and one other drug. And they're at about $500 million. So it gives a sense of how at least this technology is valued in the US, albeit looking at slightly different kinds of cancer. So I think it sets sets our aspirations, I suppose, in terms of how we think about the long-term value of Kazia.
Mm. Okay. Well, it sounds like there's plenty of really interesting news flow coming out over the next 6 months or so. And hopefully that'll drive the share price and possibly get valuations closer to some of those comparatives over in the US. We might leave it there. I've been joined by James Garner, who's the Managing Director for Kazia Therapeutics.
Thanks, Scott. It's great to be here.